think it's already on, actually. God, how do I make this thing work? I've plugged it in the back, but okay, right, and it'll okay, right. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager. Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing
expert. Great, okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and oh, I have to record who's here actually. So that's David, Andrew, and Craig, isn't it? And you all arrived on time. Yes, yeah, so design a new remote control. As you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief, as it were. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement.
Is that what everybody got? Okay. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point, we get to try out the whiteboard over there. you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go first? Very good.
High priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and robust, good health.
Right. Lovely. Right. You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to discuss. Oh, cool, we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway. Okay, so we might have to get you up again then. I don't know what mine is. I'm going to have to think on the spot now. Is that a whale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. God, I still don't know what I'm gonna write about. I was gonna choose a dog as well. But I'll just draw a different kind of dog. My favourite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually. Oh, well.
I see a dog in there.
Do you? Oh, that's very good of you. He's a mixture of various things. And what do I like about him? That's supposed to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail as well. This is quite amusing. So it is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he'll just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail. He's around the living room. Yeah, so yeah, maybe. Right. Where did you find this? Just down here. Yeah. Okay. What are we doing next? Okay. We now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25. And we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price. Sure. Altogether. I don't know. I imagine that's a good question. I imagine it probably is our sale, actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it for whatever price they want. But I don't know. I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all? I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As well as characters, different styles.
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that'll be? I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay. What, just like in terms of like the wealth of the country, like how much money people have to spend on things, like
basic product positioning. The €25 remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a
I see what you mean. Yeah. Marketing. Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here. Okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic.
Yeah.
Other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like the premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, you know, a remote control cost? Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it? Or no, is it as much as that? £16, £17, £18. I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know how good a remote control that would get you. but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool and gimmicky. Right. Okay. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all? No, actually, that would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like what your money would get you now. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just like getting shoelaces with shoes.
Oh, 5 minutes to end of meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, like, how do you. I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one.
Yeah. Right. So, do you think that should be like a main design aim of our remote control? Do your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything? Or even like, you know, notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in there, oh, I want to watch such and such and look at it. That's a good idea. So extra functionalities. Okay. We're gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
Yeah.
You get those ones where you can, if you like whistle or make a really high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think? I don't know. Okay, maybe. My goodness. Still feels quite primitive. Maybe like a touch screen or something. Okay. Uh huh. Okay. Well, I guess that's up to our industrial designer. It looks better. Yeah.
Nicer material.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting is going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do, and marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what, you know, what requirements it has to fulfill, and you'll all get instructions emailed to you, I guess. Okay. Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would, so.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Mm-hmm.
We've given sort of an example of a copy
machine. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it. So, you know.
One factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a cap there, so depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the main factor.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. So, thank you all for coming. God, I hope that was what they wanted us to do, isn't it? Right. How do you turn this thing off? Was it function and... Oh, there we go. I think if you can just leave it on, maybe, and then,
fry the bulb.
Oh God, this has turned itself off.
Try pushing the function and
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Right.
Thank you.
actually, this is quite good training.
Ah, learning a mad thing we do. What courses are you taking?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, SDP.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I doing? Computer design, operating systems, ADS.
Oh, next semester, I mean.
Oh, next semester?
Yeah.
Computer security, computer architecture, something else. I don't know.
Databases? No.
Sorry?
Databases, enterprise
No,
computing.
no, not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Gonna go?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it's supposed to go, so.
Well, it lines you up. It just sounds so just
I was kind I wasn't expecting the 5 months.